an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
Maori Madness all day, every day here at NITV Radio. Shout out to little Maori East Primary School mob. Hope you're listening today and being good to your teachers. That way you get an early mark from school this afternoon. Okie dokie, moving on now, ladies and gentlemen. Got a bit of a treat for us here at NITV Radio on our Friday. Rebecca Hatch is an 18-year-old R&B artist from Sydney's West with a voice to be reckoned with. Ringing the soul from the streets of Campbelltown, good old C-Town there, my sis, and wearing her Aboriginal Kamilaroi and Pacific Islander heritage on her sleeve proudly, Rebecca is most known for being crowned the 2017 Triple J Indigenous Unearthed High winner at the National Indigenous Music Awards, a huge accomplishment right there. Rebecca has been nominated for other awards, such as the FBI Smack Award in the category of the Next Big Thing, while also performing at numerous places such as the NRL, Games with the Indigenous All-Stars Round. I watched that last night. That was awesome. In front of JT, how mad. Secret Garden Festival and, of course, our Deadly Yarvin Festival. With the release of a brace of sophisticated singles, Down For Me, Leeway, and her latest Levels, this is surely just the beginning. Rebecca Hatch, welcome to NITV Radio, my sister.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Shout out to Sunny Ray on Facebook there who dobbed you in well and truly to get you in the studio yesterday, and very lucky for us that that's happened. So welcome.
No, I feel grateful to be here. Yeah, I feel good.
So tell us about yourself growing up, coming out from Campbelltown out that way. I love the beautiful Sydney's West. How's it growing up out there? And
yeah, well, I love the love I have for Western Sydney is like indescribable. I'm from Campbelltown, 2560 rep, yeah. And I went to Campbelltown Performing Arts, and yeah, just being from Western Sydney, like the culture's been crazy. So I'm just glad like I got to grow up with it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And tell us about and one thing I love, and we see it more and more over the last decade here in Australia, is the fusion, the mixed heritage of Māori and Pacific Islanders and Aboriginal mob, you know. And growing up, I say you got the best of both worlds, you know, because you got the Islander mob and you got the Aboriginal mob, and together we just make a great people. And how's it been growing up in those two worlds?
Yeah, well, both my, like, heritages, like, are very strong. So my mom being Samoan, and I've always grown up with...
Samoa.
Yeah, Samoan. Samoa. Always grown up with, like, having that strong... like my mom as a strong woman to like see and grow up with, and then also having my father's side, like Aboriginal Kamilaroi mob, they're both like really strong cultures, and they can clash, but they can also, I feel like they have similarities. They're both really connected to the land and their culture, and they both love their people. So
that's one of the things I've found over the years is a beautiful connection First Nations people have with our love for the land, you know, the way we celebrate our dance, our culture, our song, our story,
yeah,
you know?
Dancing, singing,
Is that something that's influenced you to become an R&B artist, singer-songwriter?
I think, like, a mix of things, mix of my culture and a mix of where I'm from, Western Sydney. I think Western Sydney's, a lot of, like, hip-hop and R&B comes from Western Sydney, majority from Western Sydney. And I think also because of, like, my culture, I've just grown up around dancing and singing. That's just how we tell stories, and that's just like our art form, and I guess it's just how I just picked it up. Yeah.
So who were your musical influences growing up? Who did you used to boogie to in the bedroom?
Growing up, I guess I listened 100%. I just listened to Alicia Keys like nonstop, and then I started listening to a bit of like Frank Ocean. I remember my brother took my like iPod, those like little iPods when we used to like have them all the time, iPod Classics, and
the little brick ones
your pocket, yeah, and he just put like a bunch of hip hop, and I didn't realize until like recently how much it actually like affected me, because I realized that now I'm a lot more like hip hop influenced for my like R&B style. So I think like, yeah, so I listened to like Biggie and like Tupac when I was like a little girl in like primary school. I thought I was like a gangster. I was like walking around. I was like, yeah.
No, that's great. And shout out, one of the great advocates for Western Sydney is he's a hip hop artist mate of mine, Elfresh the Lion.
Yeah, Elfresh. You know, we're Elfresh? Really good friends. Elfresh is mad.
He's a huge advocate for Western Sydney and really showcasing the art and the talent that's out there, you know, because we see often sometimes in the mainstream media that Western Sydney can get a bad rap, and we both know that's unfair.
Yeah.
So much beautiful talent out there and amazing people. But tell us about some of the highlights that you've had so far. You're only 18.
Yeah, I just turned 18, like, on the 23rd of January.
I couldn't even spell my own name when I was 18, sis, let alone talk on radio
and sing. You graduated school, you couldn't spell your name.
Well, you know, I was pretty good at the training on the test center, Gemma. But, you know, I watched one of our broadcasts here, the Deadly Mick Rad, sent me a video last night of you singing at the All-Stars game in front of JT.
That was cool.
Belting out the national anthem in language.
Yeah.
Tell us all about those experiences, you know, for such a young age. It's amazing.
Yeah, so that was last year. I got asked to the Indigenous round at Lycon. I didn't expect it to be such a big thing until after I performed, and I noticed that it wasn't a mainstream thing for an Indigenous girl to be singing the anthem in like an Indigenous dialect. So I didn't realize until after, and it started blowing up, and I was like, yo, this is actually crazy. Like, I actually just performed the anthem in like an Indigenous language. Like, it's such a big deal. And I realized that like it means a lot. And I've just been doing like a lot of shows, like the Yarwun Festival. I did Yarwun Festival on the 26th. And after I did the show, it was crazy. Like, the people
asked
me. It's
a huge crowd.
Yeah, it was a really big crowd. And I was just like, I just felt really usually on that day we don't like to celebrate and we don't feel like the best, but when I was surrounded by my own people, I just felt so at home and just like comfortable. And yeah, I've just been doing a lot of shows, opening for a few tours. I have a few shows coming up, but I can't announce them yet.
We're not TV radio exclusives today, sorry.
maybe soon. But yeah, so I've just been having the greatest time. And I just finished my HSC, so now that I'm out of school, it's like game on. Can't wait for the bag.
It's very inspirational for a lot of young sisters out there listening today. You know, you've studied, you've done all this, you've done it all at 17, 18. Just goes to show how great our young sisters out there are and how talented they are. So yeah, where do you want to take your career, sis? What's your sort of dreams and aspirations, you know?
I think I just want to, like, I want my music to, I want people to listen to my music and be able to relate to it, to listen to it, to feel something, like, whether it's, like, feel emotions, feel happy, feel like they're not alone. I want one day to be able to be doing, like, my own shows. And I think it's, like, I know where I want to be, but it's just a journey to get there. It's going to be a long, rocky pathway, but I'm excited. I'm keen. I'm only at the start now.
And I'm sure there's a lot of other talented sisters and brothers out there that'll
definitely
be beside your side on
100%.
Going on the journey to stardom. When you do become a big star, and that will happen, can you please remember NITV Radio?
I'll come here.
Come and drop in and say good day.
I'll drop my single.
Can you tell us about, you've just released a new song, I think?
I just released.
Levels?
Yeah, it's called Levels. I released it on the 8th. I'm pretty sure it was the 8th or 7th. Sorry, it was last month in January. I released a new song. It's called Levels. And yeah, it's produced by my friends, Give Me Flowers. That's their production name. And yeah, it's pretty cool.
And what's the song about? Like, how did it come to be? What was the sort of writing thinking behind it? Can you tell us a bit of a story about it?
Well, doing a lot of shows, I started to notice that a lot of the tracks that I did, the more like upbeat and like songs where you really like go for it, those are the ones that get the crowd going. And I reckon they're just a lot more fun to do. Like, I enjoyed doing the songs. I was like, yeah, like to the crowds. So then I was like, I think I should make a song like this that I can relate to. And I was just like side stage of a show, and my friend was strumming the guitar, and I just started singing this, and then he was like, oh, so we're gonna write a song. And I just started writing a song before I went on stage for this other show, and it was cool. And it's just about it's my little flexing song where I'm like, no one can understand my levels and see from my point of view. So I just want people to listen to it, like, especially girls, and be like, yo, I'm that girl, I'm that chick, you know what I mean?
It's amazing, sis. Your maturity and your skills and your talent, you can just sense it here. I'm sure out in Facebook live land there for NITV Mob that you're picking up what she's putting down too. Let's get ready to sing it, eh?
Yeah, sure.
Harry, you ready to go, bruh? Let's run the track. You'll hear it in your ears. I'll do a little introduction as you get ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, live and exclusive on NITV Radio and NITV, this is Rebecca Hatch, an amazing young 18-year-old R&B artist from Sydney's West, the best, and this is her new song, Levels.
You tell me you love me, well, you should not be so carefree. You tell me you trust me, you can't comprehend what's beneath. I hate to tell you, but our future I cannot foresee. To place the blame on my mind is already set. You don't get to pick and choose how you lose. And you've been trying to keep it sweet, but there's others in line to compete. Just come and shoot your shot. You'll never be able to understand my levels. I only like to tempt you when I'm bored, you're not special. Hey, yeah. Can I at least say that I want you? You'll never be able to see from my point of view. Hey. Try to play me once, I'll pass you to my friend. If you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you, I'll find you. Try to play me once, I'll pass you to my friend. If you try to play me twice, I'll move on to your friend. If you try to run and hide, I'll find you, I'll find you. Calling from the north and the west, coming to the east. Say you got that love, I've been sensing your fake energy. Know I got that thrill, see you lurking, always stalking me. Hitting up my friends and you about to make some enemies. And we both should know, we pass that stage by now. But you just won't move, you keep standing your ground. Just come and shoot your shot. Never be able to understand my levels. Hey, I only like to tempt you and I'm bored, you're not special. Can I at least say that I want you? You'll never be able to see from my point of view. Hey, hey. Never be able to see from my point of view. Gang, gang, gang.
Oh, damn. I'm speechless. I'm not very often speechless. You mob out there know me, I can talk, but holy sister, you are next level. Hey. Honestly, that's amazing.
Levels,
yeah. See, old man, still got the jacks. No, honestly, sis, that was amazing. I got goosebumps there. Your mum and that must be so proud, and the uncle sitting in there. Yeah, what a talent.
Thanks.
Remember us when you're famous, right?
I will.
Come by NITV. We got you back.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.